Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Evil men. Fret not yourself because of evil men, neither be envious at the wicked, for there shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out. Proverbs 24, 19-20. Many of us remember the horror of September 11, 2001. The United States had not been attacked on its continental soil since the Civil War, and the whole country stood glued to their TV sets in stunned agony at the evil atrocity of the terrorist hostility. Loud and often have been the vows of retribution since then, but wars and rumors of wars continue unabated. Nothing, according to the scriptures, will stop the hatred of evil men against that which represents the name and lifestyle of the Lord Jesus, but the vengeance belongs to God alone. The challenge for most of us is that we forget that the enemy is not merely this or that terrorist group. There have been countless such groups over the millennia, but the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about, seeking whom he may devour. If we are constantly in turmoil over the latest iteration of evil displayed in living color every day on our evening news, our souls will never gain peace. It is the joy of the Lord that brings us strength. It is the delight of being rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, that allows us to sense something of the unilateral love of the Lord Jesus. Seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness first is what brings our Heavenly Father's steadfast supply of all that we may need. Perhaps when evil days creep into our lives or our memory, we would do well to focus our affection on things above, not on things on the earth.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on Apple or Google Podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.